Thank you for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believers for the days that lie ahead. We all need strength for the days, and each day presents its own challenges, and we want to know that we have strength to endure to the end. We have a website called Strength for the Journey. It's strength with the number 4, thejourney.com. And there are a number of articles and previous radio programs that have been done, as well as a new radio button there. It's called Today's Rhema, and there are prophetic words given, or just words that we feel the Lord is giving us and putting on our heart to share with people to help them to prepare themselves for the days that are lying ahead. Tonight we're going to be talking about, are we ready? This is a question that I feel is a question from the Lord for us today, that we need to know that we're ready. And how do we know that we're ready? What are the tests that are going to be lying ahead of us that we need to be ready for? Every day has its own challenges, and sometimes we're tested in a way that we weren't expecting. And so this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. One of the things that has come to my mind recently about are we ready is Peter. Peter was an amazing man that he was bold as a lion, and sometimes he was a little bit overconfident with what he thought he knew. And many times he challenged other people. He was the only guy that got out of the boat. There was 11 other guys that stayed in the boat, and only he was the one that asked the Lord to bid him to come, and he walked on the water. But there's some times when Peter had great answers, and sometimes he didn't have such great answers. And when Jesus asked, "Who do you think I am?" he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so he had a great answer there, but then just shortly thereafter, he said, when Jesus said he was going to be going to his death, he said, "Not so." And Jesus looked and said, "Get behind me, Satan." So there's times when he made great answers and times he didn't. But one of the times that he didn't give a real good answer was when he had told the Lord that he would follow him to prison and to his death on the night that he was betrayed. And Jesus said, "Let me tell you something, Peter, right now, that you're going to deny me 3 times before the night's out and before the cock crows." And Peter just could hardly believe that could even be possible, but he found out just a few short hours later that he did deny him 3 times. But something happened inside of Peter that broke him. And when he went away and wept bitterly where he was watching Jesus, something went on the inside of him, because when Jesus saw him, read about it in John chapter 21, he was the guy that jumped in the water to go see Jesus, and if he hadn't truly repented in his heart, he would have been hiding on the boat. He wouldn't have been jumping in the water to go see Jesus. And so there's tests that lie ahead, and we don't know what kind of form those tests are going to come. But one of the things that I believe that the way that we prepare ourselves is by our obedience on a day-by-day basis. You know, one thing I didn't quite understand for a long time is why Jesus gave Judas the office of treasury. It didn't make sense that somebody that knew everything would give the money bag to a thief. And when I asked the Lord one time, I was asking, why in the world did you give him a thief the bag of money to hold for your treasury? And I believe what the Lord showed me was that he gave that to him to deal with his heart. That every time Judas dipped his hand in the bag, the Lord had a place to convict him of his sin, because he didn't want him to flunk the final exam that was coming down the road 3 years later. But because Judas dipped his hand in the bag and failed his pop test along the way, he didn't have the strength to be able to pass his final exam. And this is, I think, a real key for all of us to learn how to obey on a daily basis in order to have the strength for when those unexpected tests come our way. And that's, I believe, one of the things that this radio program is all about. It's called Strength for the Journey. And this is where I believe that we're going to strengthen ourselves along the way by obeying God on a day-by-day basis. There's a scripture in Luke 12, chapter 12, and in verse 35, it talks about those that were waiting for the Lord. And he said, "And you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, that they may open up to him immediately. Blessed are those servants when the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching." And then it says in verse 40, it says, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you think not." And we don't know when the Lord's coming, and we're supposed to just be doing when he comes. We're supposed to be watching. We're supposed to be obedient on a day-by-day basis, because when he comes, it will be sometime when we don't think he's coming, or it'll be unexpected. And it would be bad for that servant that is thinking to himself, "Oh, he's delaying, he's not going to come." So they began to, it says, beget drunk with a drunken, and to just think that they can just do whatever they want to do and not be obedient. And the Bible says in verse 43 of chapter 12, it says, "Blessed is a servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing." So this is such an important thing. He says, "Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has." Can you imagine? The Lord has quite a bit, and he's saying that we're going to be ruler over all that he has. So there's a great reward for those that are obedient. And again, when I mentioned a moment ago that if that servant says in his heart, "The Lord delays his coming," and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and eat and drink with the drunken, it says the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portions with the unbelievers. So this man was considered just an unbeliever, because the unbeliever, if you look from the Greek word, it comes from a Greek word that actually means to disobey or not be subject to. And this is the difference between those that are called themselves a believer. Are they really a believer? Because a believer is an obeyer. It's one who trusts that to the point that they obey. And if you don't trust to the point that you obey, then calling any of ourselves a believer is really not true. That this is the key in order to really be a believer. God calls us an obeyer, that we obey him in what he says. So when he failed his test that he had, he was not ready. He didn't really realize the test that was coming upon him that night. But he set himself up for failure by the fact that he disobeyed the Lord on the little test, on those little pop tests that he had along the way. He failed the final exam. There's also a scripture in Matthew chapter 25, and it talks about the virgins. And there were 10 virgins, 5 the Bible describes as wise, and 5 he describes as foolish. And you think, well, they were all virgins. Why didn't they all get in? They were all kept themselves pure. But we have to realize that there's more to just keeping yourself pure. The wise ones were those that had oil. And I believe that the oil that is in our lamp, the extra oil, is by our obedience. That really the wise
virgins were the virgins that were obedient, that they did what they were supposed to do, and they had the oil that they needed to see. Because what happens is the foolish ones, they said they slept, but said that when they arose and they trimmed their lamps, the foolish ones had no oil. Their lamps went out. And one of the things that I believe there's a clear connection between our heart and our ears, that when we disobey the voice of the Lord, that we don't that we harden our hearts, and when we harden our hearts, we deafen our ears. And so there's a clear key that we need to understand, that we need to obey in order to keep our hearts tender for the Lord, because He's speaking to us on a daily basis. But the question is, are we listening? Tonight we're going to, I want to play a song here that's really ministers to me. One thing that I have really found in the last year and a half especially, is finding time and finding songs that really minister to me and are really worshipful. And there's a group called Hillsong that I found really ministers to me, and I'm going to play a song here in just a moment. It's called "You Are My Strength." So enjoy this song.
You are my strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. We'll be right back.
is our strength. He is our strength that will give us the strength that we need to endure to the end. Tonight we're talking about, are we ready? Are we ready for the tests that are coming our way? Things that we don't are expecting. There's going to be, I believe, big changes in the world in the very near future. And the big question is, are we ready for these changes that are going to happen? You know, sometimes things change because of the decisions we make. Sometimes things change just because it's the times we live in. And we just have to be ready for whether they're just changes in our own just individual lives or in the world that's around us that affects us. And we were talking about the 10 virgins, and some were ready and some weren't. Some had oil in their lamp and extra oil, and some did not. And it's time for us to make sure that we're wise with the time that we have in the days that we live in, and that we've been a good, faithful steward of everything that we've been given. You know, one of the things that Jesus said to the five foolish virgins was, "I know you not." And one of the scriptures that has really spoken to my heart lately is John 10:27. And it says that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And you kind of wonder, why did it say my sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and they follow me? You think maybe that would make more sense, but it says my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And that scripture is very interesting, because there's going to be a time when he says, either I know you or I don't know you. And there's, I believe, a very key ingredient to us, him knowing us, by us knowing his voice. And this is one of the questions I asked the Lord when I first got saved some 28 years ago now, is I said, I want to know your voice. And how do I really know it's you speaking to me? And I wasn't thinking about anything else but just that question. I just was asking God, and the thought came back to my mind was, eliminate the devil. And I didn't understand what in the world a thought like that meant, but the next thought that came across my mind was, eliminate every area in your life that you've been deceived. And then he began to give me an understanding that he's come to give us life and give it more abundantly, and he's the spirit of truth. On the other hand, Satan's the father of lies. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. If we eliminate the one that's come to steal, kill, and destroy, what do we have left? And so I began to look and examine my life and think of areas in my life that I knew was not God, and I began to eliminate those areas in my life. And that's probably the best place to start if you don't even know God's voice, is eliminate the voices in your life that you know are not God. And another thing that I think will help a lot is, if you have a red letter Bible, just begin to read Jesus' own words, because his voice is going to sound just like those red letters in the Bible. And one of the things that I don't think is preached a lot today, but because we're all wanting to hear just a good slap on the back, oh, we're doing great, you know, just keep going the way you're going, find a nice little comfortable zone in your life. But I can't find any words that Jesus ever gave anybody that was a comfortable word. He gave everybody a challenging word. And I believe he still speaks the same way today, that he is challenging us on a day-by-day basis. And I believe the message that is going out from his mouth right now is for us to repent of the things in our life that we've allowed to come into our life that have replaced him and our dependence upon him, and that we have sought the things below instead of the things above, and that we have not loved our neighbor as ourself. Because most of the people that are sitting in the church pews today are really only concerned about their own salvation. They're not concerned about the salvation of their neighbor. And if we love our neighbor as ourself, then we should desire their salvation just as much as we do our own. And there's so many things that we really need to be on our face before God right now and repenting for the apathy in our lives, and And I believe that if we will do this, if we will be real honest with the Lord right now and just say, God, show me areas in my life that are not pleasing to you. You know, David was a man with a heart after God. And he said, Lord, try me, test me, and test my heart. Show me if there's any wickedness in me. And how many of us today really have that same mindset, that we really want to know that we're doing everything in our life, everything that we're doing in our life is actually pleasing to Him? And I know that many of us aren't even reading our Bibles today. It's just dusty up on a shelf somewhere. And really, sometimes we're looking for answers in our life, but we're not really seeking God's answer. We want a easy answer, and many times the answers that are the truth are not easy to receive. And when I really came to a point here in the last year and a half in my own life, because we left our comfort zone in America, and we moved to Central America at the Lord's leading, and in my comfort zone, all my down feathers were removed from my nest, and literally I felt like I've just stripped out of the ground and transplanted. And I said, God, if you don't feed me, I'm going to die. And I heard the Lord speak back to me, and He said, good, now you're where I want you. And I know this is where He wants all of us right now, in a place of dependence upon Him, that we are desiring Him and wanting more of Him. And you know, sometimes we think, well, I'm not reading my Bible, maybe I should read my Bible more. But if we really want to find the right answer, it really is inside the desires of our heart. What do we really want? Maybe we should ask, why don't we want to read the Bible? Why don't we want to spend time with the Lord? Why don't we want to hear His voice? Are we afraid of what He's going to say to us if He gives us a challenging message, like, go sell all you have and follow me? Or we walk away sorrowful because we have so much? I believe that God is calling many people right now to ministry. I believe that He is trying to send His people to the nations to reach the lost. Maybe He's just trying to send you next door to reach the lost. But right now, if we don't really want to hear what God has to say, then why would we listen? Why would He speak to us if we have a rebellious heart? So what we really have to do is start with repentance and say, God, I'm sorry for being rebellious and wanting my own way. And the Lord may give you the answer that you're looking for. It may not be the answer you're looking for. It might be the truth. But we have to receive the answer or His word to us, whether it's something we want to hear or something we don't want to hear, because we have to hunger for the truth. And Jesus, that's all He can say, is just the truth. So sometimes they say the truth hurts, and sometimes the truth is very challenging. But I know that if we really trust the Lord, that we know whatever He says to us, He wants the best for us, and He has the best in mind. And if we really believe that, then He will speak to us. And as I was mentioning a moment ago, that as I began to eliminate areas in my life that I knew wasn't God, God's voice began to get stronger in my life. And one of the things that happened was He spoke to me when I was driving my car, and this was just shortly after I gave my heart to Him, and He said, if I will live in Him, He will live in me. He said, if you'll live in me, I'll live in you. And I knew I don't think like that, so I didn't realize it was Him until I was starting to read the book of John. And I realized, as I was reading chapters 14 and 15, that was Him speaking to me. And He wants to talk to us. He wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us guidance. He wants to share with us what things that are going to be happening in the near future in our life. He wants to prepare us. And if we will hunger for His voice, if we'll truly say, Lord, I want to know Your voice. I want to obey Your voice, but I don't know exactly what Your voice sounds like. If we will if we will do that, then we will find God do something very special in our life, and you will see God move in amazing ways. And this is what I can share with you from my own personal testimony, that the more I've hungered for the Lord's will in my life, the more He's spoke to me, and He's transformed my life. I've been a believer for about 28 years, and God's done many things, but He's done more in my life in the last year and a half, probably in the last 20. And this is when I came to the end of myself, when He told us to leave our comfort zone. He said, you willingly leave your comfort zone, or your comfort zone will leave you. And that's not an easy word to hear. It's not an easy message to receive. But I knew He was just trying to warn me that times were changing and I need to be obedient. I had spent a number of years. I wanted to get to a place of refuge, so to speak, or a place of I felt was secure, safe, and I moved to Montana. And I had done a lot of Y2K prepping back in 99, and I was pretty much ready for the worst case scenarios. And one morning the Lord woke me up a couple of years ago and spoke to my heart and said that your nest is in the wrong forest. And everything began to change from that point, because I realized that I needed, God was trying to get me to move. And so I knew I needed to obey God, but I needed to hear His voice. I needed to follow Him. And that is what's so important about our day-to-day walk with Him, just learning to hear His voice and letting Him speak to our hearts and letting Him guide our life. And if you will do that, if you'll really ask the Lord to speak to your heart, give you wisdom, give you understanding, He will lead your steps and guide your path in the days ahead, and He will give you strength for the journey. So thank you so much for joining us tonight on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength4thejourney.com, and I encourage you to go through the website, and you will find a number of articles that you'll find challenging. The Lord has wakes me up many times in the morning, and I've just kept a journal, and a lot of these articles have come out of the journal that I keep. And I think you'll be encouraged by them and be strengthened by them. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.